Hello and welcome to Overwatch Today, / Game Watch Today, whatever you want to call it. We're back with another episode live, because that's how we do it. But it's not really live, because you're listening to it not live, so whatever. Anyway, lots going on in Overwatch. Still so pretty excited about everything that's going on. Didn't record an episode last week, because I was trying to make blog posts and everything, like, whatever. Anyway, I did record an episode, but not really an episode. I was on another show called the OW Recap, which is hosted by Totally Drunk. And he recaps every Overwatch podcast that podcasts for that week. You can check him out at OW Recap on Twitter, and also a Recall, OW Recall on Twitter, and also OWRecall.com. So you can check out that stuff there. And if you're looking for any new Overwatch podcasts that you may not find in your podcatchers, check them out there if you're looking for something new to listen to. Anyway, so last week was a pretty important week, if I would say so, in terms of overwatchingness. We had Gamescom, which Blizzard always does a big hullabaloo at Gamescom, because it's Blizzard's way of reaching out to their European fans. So they have a big showing at Gamescom. So that's important for the Europe fans, which is, if you didn't know, you know, Blizzard has BlizzCon, which is his own thing, but that's like close to where the headquarters is and everything. And also, you know, they try to be a fan service company, so they don't get a chance to do much in Europe other than they extraordinarily love fans in Europe. So that's their way of reaching out to people in Europe. If you're wondering why Gamescom is so important to Blizzard as a whole company, not just Overwatch. So why they have a big showing over there. So we had some pretty cool things at Gamescom. I'm combining words because I don't know why. But at Gamescom, in Overwatch, they had a Overwatch dance competition, cosplay thing. They also had Pachimari, and so in their booth, and they had, like, it was set up like I guess like a surfing hut or something. I don't know. I guess that's the thing they do in Busan. So they also had the Pachimari claw machine game. That was pretty cool. So Gamescom was pretty low key as far as like what was going on this year as opposed to some of the last years, because at the same time we also had the Overwatch Fan Festival. Now the Overwatch Fan Festival was a new thing in Korea that they did for all the Korean fans. Not sure if it was put on by Blizzard, or if it was put on by like a second company, and then Blizzard just like showed up and did their thing also. It was kind of confusing. I didn't understand it, but it was pretty neat. Like, they had a cosplay thing. They had voice something on stage. Not really sure what was going on there because I don't speak Korean. But at that festival went on the same time Gamescom did. They introduced the new Diva short for Shooting Star, which was amazing, by the way. And then, at that festival, they had some of the other Blizzard employees that kind of like did some behind the scenes stuff for the short after it aired and everything on Twitch. But it was pretty cool. So if you didn't see it, check it out, check out the posts, whatever. If you did see it, then I'm just talking nonsense for you anyway, because you already know what's going on. But this is why I kind of wanted to wait until this week, because this week's just a bummer week for Overwatch. Everything's closing down for the season until we get to Halloween. Anyway, so last week was really exciting. You know, we had all this stuff going on, lots of people posting stuff, you know, lots of reactions, fan reactions to the Diva short, some good, some not so good, you know, like there's a lot of sentiment in the community, like what are we expecting from these animated shorts now? Are we just like expecting them to be like overly emotional or not overly emotional? Like, we're not sure. Like, after the Bastion one, like, nobody knows what to think anymore. And then the Reinhardt one, which was overly emotional and everything. And then, I mean, we kind of had ones for Moira and Brigitte when they were released, but they're like more like animatics. Animatic is basically where it's like a cartoon. It's not an actual, like everybody refers to them as Pixar style animations. I don't know if you can really, but we'll just call it that for right now, since that's what everybody calls it. But so the animatics came and like those just kind of told like the backstory, so we understood who these characters are. If you watch the new released video, the behind the scenes of Shooting Star, they kind of, the directors kind of, and the animator kind of talk about, you know, like what was the goal of the Diva short was to reinforce like who she is as a character, not to give like a bunch of new information. So like, so we wanted to see, like, I'm sure there's a lot of people that wanted to see like more of her story, like story, quote unquote story, you know, like stuff we didn't know. But I think that it's also important, like, that we do know things about her that we didn't know, that we did know already. You know what I'm saying? Like we wanted it to be a reinforcement of who Diva was. Like, some people had this weird, like, idea of who she is or should be or whatever. But I think it's more like, this is what Blizzard's direction is, and this is how we should see her. Like, she does care. Like, a lot of people were thinking, like, she didn't give a shit about anything. She just, like, all she cared about was winning. Like, she doesn't care. She actually gives a damn. Like, more than you think. Like, all the other team members were out partying or whatever. She's working. She's trying to do better. She's trying to be the best. You know, like, she has to work hard to be the best. It's not just, like, it's given to her. Like, I think some people thought. I thought it was neat, like, but I did think it was neat that they gave the fans some credit. Like, early on, we see a lot of artwork and stuff like that from fans about Diva, that Diva was, like, this, like, mechanic. Like, she worked on her own mech. Like, yes, they may be Rule 34, however, she, you know, she's in there, she's working, she, like, for whatever reason, that stuck. Like, she's in there working every day, man, you know. And give the fans some credit, that, and give Blizzard some credit, they, you know, acknowledge that, that the fans do have a part in this community that they are building and everything. So it's like this back and forth conversation that we're having with Blizzard, which you don't see a lot in other people. So I personally will be happy to wait longer for more story and stuff like that. if this is the kind of things that they're going to give us. You know, I mean, this is why I enjoy Overwatch so much personally, is all the things that the characters bring to the thing. It's not about the game itself so much for me. Like, the game is fun and everything, and I play it every day and whatever, but the interaction that characters actually have in this game is next level. Like, we can assume and poke fun at all these character flaws that they may have in these characters, and then attach them to real people that want to play these characters, you know, and then people like feel offended if you poke fun at their character, right? So it's like this whole other level of community involvement in this game that you won't find in a lot of other games, which I thought was amazing, which is why I've been involved as much as I have been with this game. I probably shouldn't be, but I am, because it's fun. It's just fun to see what's going to happen next. So, the D.Va short, two thumbs up from me. High quality. As a D.Va main, someone that has chosen D.Va since the first, when I started to figure out how to play the game, yeah, D.Va and Lucio are my two most played characters. So, as a D.Va main, I highly appreciated this short. But this week in Overwatch is pretty sad. We have all the Gamescom stuff, all the fan festival, whatever is wrapping up. So we got no more news from either one of those fronts. We got no more Overwatch League until like almost next year. So like no Overwatch League anything for like 6 months. In the World Cup, but that's not really Overwatch League. I mean, come on. We got Season 11 wrapping up this week. We got the Summer Games ending this week. It's really a sad week in Overwatch. Just going to throw it out there. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be like, it's going to be a rough week. But we do, at the same time, we will have the beginning of Season 12. And that'll be, I guess, exciting in itself. Which the Season 12 theme is Dorado, Sombra Dorado, or Sombra / Lumerico logo. So, I don't know. Some people are like, nope, I don't like it. And other people are like, I don't care. It's just another season to me. And I'm all like, it's fun. Appreciate this. So, anyway, yes, it's a sad week in Overwatch this week. Last week was exciting. So, we'll see what happens towards the end of the week for the week after. Just remember to catch us at GameWatchToday.com on Instagram and Twitter as well for all your Overwatch news updates, memes, and community nonsense. Thanks for listening to me, Big Fish, today for Game Watch Today, Snoopaloop, and good high noon to you all.